Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine and Broadcast, Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I'm so excited because I have with me Nita Skogan. Nita promotes healthy lifestyle and success in daily living. She's a published writer and has over 30 years' experience in providing health and happiness coaching to our society. She's the founder of Maximum Zone Consulting. Nita specializes in personal coaching to achieve health, educational resources to improve health and success, and motivational speaking, providing wellness seminars that reduce absenteeism, increase productivity, and reduce turnover. And Nita has been married for over 50 years. Nita, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the program. I'm just delighted to be with you today.
Well, I wanted to start, Nita, because you've had such an interesting background, and you are a big proponent of health education, in addition to the fact that you have found some amazing remedies that have helped your husband and others all over the world with who were afflicted with Alzheimer's. So tell me how you came about this passion and purpose in the area of health and what you're doing with that now.
Well, I've always been interested in health. I guess growing up as a youngster, I had a lot of health problems. I was only 2 pounds when I was born at my grandmother's house. And the doctor, the family doctor, my grandmother called. He came and he told my mother and my grandmother, he said, don't even give her a name because she's not going to live. She is too weak to nurse and too weak to even cry. So he said, don't get attached to her. I'm not going to fill out a birth certificate because she's not going to live. But live I did. My mother and grandmother, they didn't give up on me. And he did not say, I'm going to take her and put her in my black bag and take her back and dispose of her. I couldn't even cry out. I was too weak.
Oh, my goodness.
But they kept me in a little shoebox and kept me in the kitchen so it would be nice and warm, and they fed me with an eyedropper. And here I am, 56 years, over 56 years, because I've been married 56 years this year. So here
well,
I am, still alive. That doctor missed it, didn't he? I think God had a plan for my life.
Well, you know, I think God had a plan for your life, too, no question about it. And I'd like to get into a little bit of the information, if you could share with us, about how you discovered a remedy, a really harmless natural remedy that helped your husband recover from some really devastating effects of Alzheimer's. Can you share a little bit with us about that?
Oh, I would love to, because people have said, Nita, how did you happen to know so much about Alzheimer's? And I said, I never even heard of Alzheimer's. When we moved from right outside Washington, D.C., and we'd worked at the Pentagon and had Bible studies at the White House, but when my husband became very ill and doctors did not diagnose what was wrong with him. They just said, we don't know what's wrong with him. Just keep an eye on him. And so we left Virginia and came to his hometown in Bedford, and he just got worse and worse. And the doctors here diagnosed him with Alzheimer's. Now, I never heard of Alzheimer's, never even heard what it was. I had no idea. But the doctor said, there is no cure for Alzheimer's. We've got a medication called Aricep. That's the only thing that we have right now to give people with Alzheimer's and help keep them at home and out of a nursing home a little longer. But he said, there is no cure and no one ever recovers. Well, when he said that, I thought, gosh, nothing's impossible with God. But he said, you start looking for a nursing home and have your husband write his signature on any legal papers, because he's not going to know his name. I said, he won't know his name. He said, he won't be able to write his name. He won't know his name. And he won't even know you. Wasn't that cruel of that doctor to say that?
Yeah, but it's sad.
Nevertheless, it made me determined to pray about it and ask God to help me find something that was going to keep my husband out of a nursing home. And because I was a research analyst for years at the Pentagon, my research skills really helped me. And I went first to the library, and there was nothing here in Bedford Library. And it's a big library, but there was no books that had anything to do with the brain. There was nothing on Alzheimer's at that time. So I just started doing research online and looking at everything I could. And it led me to studies by doctors in Italy and Germany. And when I found out that there were doctors experimenting with people that they kept in asylums over there because they could no longer talk, they couldn't dress themselves or feed themselves, and so they were just warehousing them in these asylums. And the doctors there in Germany as well as in Italy, they said, let's experiment and see if we can't find something that will wake their brains up. And those doctors experimented on groups of 12 or 15 people and kept accurate records every day of what they did differently, everything. And those medical studies were so thrilling. And I'll tell you why, because tens of thousands of people that were helpless from Alzheimer's, they began to recover. And that just thrilled my heart. And so the more I researched, the more I found out about phosphatidylserine. And that's what the doctors used to give these people. They didn't know how much milligrams to try, but the reason they chose phosphatidylserine is because your body, your brain, in fact, is the part of your body that when you're born, your body produces phosphatidylserine. And that makes your brain sharp and work fast. And that's why little babies can learn to talk, learn to walk, learn to read. They can just learn everything so quick because their little old brains are stuffed full of phosphatidylserine. And that's what these doctors were using. And I thought, I've got to get that for Bill. And I think of myself, a 2-pound baby. Mother said I would fit in the palm of her hand. And I think, God, how good you were. There I was, a little baby that they didn't even expect to live. And imagine how small my brain was, but it was full of phosphatidylserine.
Oh, God is so wonderful.
He gives us everything we need.
Yeah,
he gives us CoQ10 in our hearts so that our heart is going to work perfectly. And our body produces CoQ10 when we're born. That's how I got interested in Alzheimer's, was from reading those medical reports.
And, you know, I have to say that I really congratulate you, because that was a very courageous thing to do, to step outside of the diagnosis with you not having really any knowledge about the disease. To step outside of the doctor's diagnosis to try to find something that might work for your husband. And now you're sharing that with the world. And it has worked for your husband. Tell us a little bit about how he's doing now.
Oh, he's absolutely, totally healed. He was diagnosed in January of 1999 when we moved here to Indiana. And, of course, they said nobody ever recovers and he's going to be in a nursing home right away, because he was already in about the medium stages of Alzheimer's. And so I was desperate. I was desperate to find something that could keep my husband out of the nursing home and help him recover the memory of that he had lost and to keep from losing more. And like I said, the research skills really helped me find it. But then the doctors had already had him on Aricept, and I kept him on that even when I was researching for phosphatidylserine. I kept him on the Aricept even though he was getting worse every day. He got worse and worse and worse. So by the time I found phosphatidylserine, I could order it and buy it from only one place at that time. Now you can buy it in almost every vitamin store. And it isn't all that expensive. At that time, it was pretty expensive because almost nobody was producing it. But nevertheless, these doctors, having read their research, I knew that I had to give him at least a minimum of 300 milligrams a day or more. But the minimum they want anybody to take, like you and I, maybe we're not having memory problems, but we don't want to have a memory problem. We want to keep our memory sharp. So I take 300 milligrams a day. I have never had a memory problem, so this is a preventive. And I just urge people who say, well, I don't need to know anything about that. Well, wouldn't you like your brain to stay sharp in your 40s and 50s when your body starts making less and less of phosphatidylserine? That explains why so many people start having memory problems, because your body isn't producing like it did when you were young. So I take 300 milligrams a day. And my husband is taking only 300 milligrams a day, but he was taking a lot more. I bought as much as I could afford to give him because the doctors wrote, you can't overdose on phosphatidylserine. And you may say, how in the world are you going to spell that, Nita? You just go into the vitamin shops and say, I'm trying to buy some PS because a company has copyrighted their product, and it's called Neuro PS. But a lot of companies make it now, and so all you have to do is ask for PS, and they know exactly what you need. And everybody that doesn't even have Alzheimer's should take it just as a preventive measure. But for someone like my husband, I had to give him as much PS as I could afford to buy. And I tried to give him like 500 milligrams as often as I could afford it so that I would be giving him 500 milligrams a day. And if I could afford more, I'd give him 600. That was about the most I ever gave him. But do you know, when I started him on phosphatidylserine, I was afraid to take him off the Aricept. And so I prayed, and I said, Lord, I want to take him off of Aricept, and I want to take him off of it for a month and just give him just a phosphatidylserine to see if he doesn't react like the people in those asylums. They responded immediately, and I'm going to take him off of Aricept and see how he does. But let me tell you, Vicki, the minute I started him, excuse me, the minute I started him on phosphatidylserine, he began to improve immediately. And it's just been wonderful ever since. And Bill has been totally healed. Now, mind you, 1999, when he was diagnosed, I didn't find out about phosphatidylserine and start him on it until 2001. And 2001 was when the doctors at the VA, the neurologist there, they released Bill from their care. They said, he's doing so good, there's nothing else we can do for him. And so what a thrill to have the neurologist up there say that he was doing so great, there was nothing else that they could do for him. So I decided that's when I'm going to take him off of the Aricept. And I did, but I was still nervous about taking him off of something the doctor said he'd have to take the rest of his life. But I took him off, and like I said, he just got better and better every day. And so now he can do anything any man can do, and that's been true since 2003. 2003, he was totally released by our local doctor who had seen him a lot, and he said, his healing is nothing but a miracle, Nita. And I said, well, I wish you would use my research to help your other patients who have Alzheimer's. And he said, oh, I couldn't do that. I can't recommend anything but prescription drugs. I can't recommend, a natural product. So I said, gosh, you're limiting your patients to something that can improve their mental health. But he just said, well, it's against the law for me to do that. So I went online and I found, sure enough, there is a law against it. So, is there any other questions I can answer for you, or did I miss some?
Nita, I'd love for you to tell us what your vision is for this research that you did and how you'd like to see that unfold for the people out there in the world.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm so excited, and I have written two books to try and get it in the hands of people, because you don't have time. People send me emails, you know, with loved ones who are in desperate shape, and their hearts are breaking, and they don't know what to do, and there's no medical help. Maybe they've got them on the three different drugs that are available for people with Aricept from the doctors. They've prescribed three different things, but the people aren't getting any better. And so here people are emailing me and trying to call me and going to my website. And my desire by writing the book is that people will have the information, all the information from my research, what to do, and quotes by doctors who have worked with this. And I tell them what you can do to prevent memory problems yourself. And it's interesting. One of the main things you can do to prevent memory problems is drink water, and that's good to know, and stop smoking and exercise. And, of course, what you eat is very important. People need to cut out as much as possible starchy carbs, because starchy carbs like potatoes and pasta and things that we love make your brain sluggish. So I've tried to write out these things that I have learned so that I can help as many people around the world that I may, you know, I probably will never have a chance to meet them. I love to meet them online, and I love to talk to them by email, but there's no way I can be in, helping people in many countries, but that's the wonderful thing about a book. And so that's the desire of my heart. And I am helping people in seven different countries right now. So that is just exciting.
That's wonderful, Nita. Now, Nita, do you have a website where people could go to find out more about your research and find out where they can get your books?
Yes, indeed, I do. And it's really simple. It's just NitaScoggin.com. Now, your problem is think, how are you going to spell that name? Well, Nita is N-I-T-A. My last name is Scoggin. And I married my husband anyway, even though he had a hard name. But But the last name is S like Sam, C like cat, O like olive, G like good, A like apple, N like Nita. So it's NitaScoggin.com. And I do have a website. I've listed all kinds of books that I've made. The Lord spoke to me and told me after Bill's healing that I needed to make a documentary, have a documentary filmed, and that I needed to do that soon. And so I hired a company to come in, and I wrote down the people, the professional people that had known my husband at his very worst, like our dentist, like our lawyer, like the dean of the university where I was teaching for 7-8 years. And Bill had to go to class with me, but he wasn't talking hardly at all. So he would just sit in class, you know, and he at the back of the room, and he wasn't bothering anybody. And the university gave me permission to do that. So what I wanted to do was to get the word out to as many people as possible. And I started writing on my book. And then when God said, make this documentary and do it so people can hear the people and testify to the validity of what you have said about your husband's recovery. So I made an appointment, and our dentist said he would love to testify about Bill, because when he was going to him at first, Bill would get very angry. He wouldn't sit in the dentist chair unless I sat there and held his hand and talked to him. And he didn't want the dentist to do anything to him, and he wasn't cooperative. But then he said, I just thought I wasn't going to be able to take care of him very long. But he said Bill began to change. He began to be talkative. He began to be telling me about, oh, we went so-and-so on a vacation to see our kids or something like that. And he would just talk perfectly normal, and he didn't seem nervous anymore, and he didn't seem to have a memory problem. And our dentist said, Nita, I'd be happy to testify because my dear mother died with Alzheimer's. And I only wish I knew then, before my mother died, what you found through your research, and I could have helped my mother. And he said, I just want to encourage you to just keep helping as many people as you can. And our lawyer, she appeared on it, and she said the same thing. I can't believe it. I practically forced you to put him in a nursing home because he'd gotten so bad on that Aricept. And you just refused. You just kept saying, no, 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 I'm going to find a therapy or a natural product, something that's going to help heal and make him his memory sharp. And so she just stood by me, and to her amazement and her thrill that she met him one day and he remembered her. And she was just amazed and thrilled. And she has a lot of clients as a lawyer, because she specializes in doing things for senior citizens. She was just amazed. She said, Nita, I've never seen anybody recover. And it's just so thrilling to think it's possible. And the dean of the university said the same thing about an aunt that had that in his family.
You know, Nita, and something you mentioned to me when we talked before, and I always enjoy spending time with you, it just flies by. But you had mentioned before that one of the differences between dementia and other memory problems and Alzheimer's is that Alzheimer's actually is a disease that not only do they lose their memory, but it kills them. It's fatal.
Yes, it kills your brain cells. It kills your brain cells. And when your brain isn't functioning, it stops telling your heart when to beat, It stops telling your body when to breathe, and it does kill you. Like you say, dementia and there's some other memory loss that isn't as serious as Alzheimer's, but dementia and Alzheimer's, it's very important to get on this phosphatidylserine because it you can't overdose on it. It will help you regain your lost abilities, and the other things that's over the counter and prescription drugs, they still don't have a cure, but God does, and He led me, and it does require things like changing your eating, like I said, and drinking water. Avoid dehydration. That is very important for seniors, especially. But do you know, I didn't mention it, but Alzheimer's is so bad right now. The Alzheimer's Association figures is that in less than 70 seconds, in other words, every minute out of 24 hours a day, someone in America is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Every second of every 24 hours, more people are coming down with it. And I can tell you from my research, I honestly believe that to prevent memory problems, watch your diet. Eat healthy foods. Eat green vegetables. Eat fruit. Eat fish. Fish is so good for your brain. There's just so many things like that. Avoid those starchy carbs. Only have mashed potatoes or baked potato like once a week if you're having memory problems. Starchy things like that do affect your brain. Is that helpful or something else I can add?
That is absolutely so unbelievably helpful. And Nita, thank you so much for being with us. It's just been wonderful. And once again, if anyone would like to learn more about Nita's research and access her books, she's at nitascrogan.com. That's nitascrogan.com. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. Nita, thank you again for being with us. It has just been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for inviting me. God bless you.
And everyone out there, have a wonderful week.